Hey, just before we have a chat about the issue of devices, social media in the workplace, you guys had a big breakfast in Bendigo yesterday. Got that just in time.
We certainly did, Robbo. Like, we were very lucky. It was our first HR seminar breakfast, and it was fantastic. And it was great to see a number of employers come along and just have those interactions with each other, and also some discussions about some topical HR matters.
Terrific. Well, talking of which.
Yeah, so, Pauline, social media, it's a great fun, but how can it be misused that could affect your work?
Yeah, well, that's right, Steve. You know, as we know, social media is huge now. And employers, you know, often look at social media when they're actually looking to employ people. You know, Facebook's a huge industry, and it can be useful, you know, great things like connections with people that you haven't seen for a long time. But, you know, sometimes it can be a peril in the workplace. And, you know, there's been lots of issues over the years with social media. Employees sort of using it in spaces that they perhaps shouldn't be using it for.
So what sort of things have caused problems previously? Is it as simple as posting a picture of yourself at the party with a bottle of beer or something?
Well, it can be like that, but it sort of goes a bit deeper. So, you know, sometimes, as we know, often people have a lot of so-called friends on Facebook, but they may not be people that they're actually friends with. They may be work colleagues or just acquaintances they've met. And so sometimes we've found that, you know, people will put things about their colleagues or their clients on their social media pages. And, of course, then that can cause problems in the workplace because even though you may not have your employer listed as part of your social network, it can always get back to the workplace and link you in with that and then cause issues in the workplace for you and your employer.
I think, do you think, Pauline, that, you know, from a broader perspective, people also will just make a general judgment on your personality by looking at your social media as well, and from that, for instance, a potential employer might go, oh, I don't know if that's the sort of person I want working here.
Yeah, and look, you know, often people, you know, make judgment calls when they shouldn't, and employers need to be really careful about making those judgment calls, Robbo, because, you know, sometimes we put things out in social media that may look like they reflect our personality and our commitments, but they often don't. So, you know, we need to be really careful about judging people by what they put on social media. But on the other hand, employees need to be really careful about, you know, making sure that they don't harm the reputation of their employers by posting things that may do that.
Yeah, indeed. So all of those Shiraz ones that I put up there, I'm just joking. Hey, Pauline, unfortunately, time's against us, and we have to leave it there. But thank you so much, and look forward to chatting to you again very soon.
No worries. Thanks, Robin.
I think we could come back to that subject, don't you?
Yeah, I do think so, yeah.